Before we disband tonight, we want to pray for the staff. One of the purposes of tonight's meeting. We're thankful for the staff that God sends every year. Every year of Pilgrim Camp is a miracle of God's grace and provision. And this period is no exception. And so if you are part of the Watch Rock staff, that means everyone who is not on the counseling staff, would you stand? Praise God. We're thankful for the nurse that God brought us today. God bless you. Welcome. And the others that have come in these days, those in the kitchen, and I know I'm not supposed to mention anyone, so I'm not. We're just going to just pray for all of you and expect God's richest blessing upon your time here. As you give yourself to God, God will give himself to you. Hallelujah. So, Dad, pray.
You know, we sang at the cross. At the cross, at the cross. When, let's see, how does that go? So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Now, what are these trophies that we're speaking of? They're souls that God gives to us. Let's believe that God will give us souls during these days, moved by His Spirit in a mighty way to bring conviction and salvation. And it depends on our faith. Our faith. Lord, I believe. I believe you give me souls. I desire souls for your kingdom. Hallelujah. Everyone who comes upon these grounds. Lord, we're working toward that end. And you have poured out your Spirit upon us. You have ministered your grace to us tonight. And by that grace, Lord, we're going to serve you in a manner that is pleasing to you and in an effectual way. That souls will be touched, moved. Lord, Lord, bless every one of these who are standing and put faith into them.
Yes, Lord.
Put faith into our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
We're not here, we're not ministering in vain. Lord, there are souls that will be saved. Others, Lord, who come, regardless of the nature of their need, that need will be met. Oh, Lord, I pray thee bless each one of these. Lord, lay your hand upon them. Lay your hand upon them. Say to them, Lord, you're my servant, and I minister myself to you and give you grace that you might fulfill in the task that has been assigned you. And everyone says, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You may be seated. Now before we pray for the counselors, I understand they have a song for us. We wouldn't want to miss that. So come.
We're going to be studying with the boys the book of Joshua, Stories of Victory from the book of Joshua. There's so many stories and lessons for us. For us as adults and for the children, to know how we can have victory in our life. Yes, we need to come to the cross and get our forgiveness of sins, but we also need to live the life that God has for us. We need to have that victory, and that's what Joshua is about. And so there's many lessons. I'm just thinking of one about how God prepared Joshua, spoke to him, encouraged him. And what was the secret of his success? You remember?
Obey the law.
This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. Then you will have good success. And so we're looking for success as counselors. But we want to have a success in the Lord's sight. We want the Lord to come, to manifest himself.
Hallelujah.
We want as counselors to sort of step aside and let Jesus come into our midst and administer salvation and help in every way. And so we're depending upon him. In the book of Joshua, you know that there were two spies who entered into the original land of Canaan, and they came back with good report. And who were they? They were Joshua and
Caleb.
Caleb was an interesting character. And there's lessons to be learned from Caleb in the book of Joshua. Remember how he was old? He was 80 years old, and he said, "Hey, Moses promised me this land. I want it. And I'm ready to go. I don't care if there's giants in the land. I want what God promised me." Yeah. So this is a song about Caleb. Caleb, others saw the giants. Caleb saw the Lord.
Purpose, not our will or ease.
standing. And I'll ask the cottage counselors to join them. Sister Antia, what are you going to study?
The Word of God.
The Word of God. Amen. I like that.
Our theme is Jesus, as usual. And I've been thinking hard, what should I teach this time? First period, I was teaching at Good Shepherd. I didn't want to teach it again. But then I thought, Jesus' best friend is Jesus for the children. And I always came back to the Good Shepherd. I just have to do it. So we're going to have the Good Shepherd.
Amen. Yeah. Praise
and,
God.
Little lambs are coming. And we need.
Sister Antia was my counselor.
Wow. Wow.
Praise the Lord. Love you, Sister Antia. Well, let's unite our hearts in faith for these who are serving Him. We all are working together, right? Right?
Yes.
We're all part of this. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Sister Aletha, would you pray with us, please?
Our Father, we thank you for these counselors that you have sent. And we thank you for the children who are coming. You know the need of each child. You know the homes that they come from. You know the problems that they're facing even in their young lives. And we just pray that you'll pour such a love into the hearts of these counselors.
Yes,
and give
Lord.
Them such wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
As they deal with these boys and with the children in the cottage. Oh, God, that you'll do a lasting work through each of these counselors, in them and through them, and in the lives of these kids. We commit them into your hands. Only you can give the wisdom that's necessary. Only you can give the insight and the help. But Lord, we're looking to you, and we know they're trusting you for it. We thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The cottages
Hallelujah.
And the village.
Hallelujah.
For this period. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And Lord, grant us all this unity that only comes through the Holy Spirit. Unite our hearts, Lord. Everyone upon these grounds, Lord, we're here for you. And we ask that your kingdom would come, that your will would be done at Pilgrim Camp. That you may be glorified. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We thank you in advance, Lord, for the abundant answers that you will pour out in these days. We thank you, Lord. And Lord, may we remember that your eyes and your heart are here continually. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Now maybe one of you has a song. In closing.
Nearer my God to thee.
Nearer my God to thee, yes. See if it's in our book here. Number 328. Amen. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you those things which are well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I just ask tonight that you would go quietly from this place. If there are those who yet would like to wait upon the Lord, I'd like to give opportunity for that. I know that sometimes we greet one another at this time, but I just feel the Lord is so very near to us tonight. And so we don't want to leave here without knowing that we've received all that he wants to give us. And if you do go, I ask that you would just go quietly and return to your quarters and get a good night's rest. And the Lord bless you richly. Amen.